Hi, Joshua.
Hey, Carla.
What's up? What's up? What's up?
Yo, we just chilling. You know the vibes.
We just chilling. You know the vibes.
You know the vibes. It is early in the morning. We got good energy, good vibes. We about to record another fire podcast episode for our beautiful listeners.
Yeah, I'm excited because I'm a morning person. Usually we record these at night because Josh was a night person.
Night owls. Where my night owls at?
We are on my terrain, so it's good.
Yo, I'm not gonna lie. I realized I'm not a morning person. That's crazy.
Yeah. I realized I'm a morning person because I woke up and it was like, yo, let's go.
Yeah, no, I woke up and I was just kind of like, okay, I'm awake, but like...
But I'm not here.
But I'm not really here, though. Like, but yeah, I'm awake, but like, once again, I'm not really here, though.
Nice. That's great.
It's definitely one of them situations where it's like, yeah, I can wake up early and I can kind of like give off like good energy, but like low-key, I'd much rather be sleeping.
Yo, speaking of energy, what vibes are we having?
You got good vibes.
Good vibes. We're sending you guys good vibes. That's like our new motto now. Yeah, always good vibes. Like the great Bad Bunny say, no es que yo sea antisocial, es que ustedes tienen mala vibra. Shout out Bad Bunny.
One time.
Shout out Bad Bunny. Thank you for being a motivational guru. No, we're being serious. We're trying to keep the good vibes high. Good feelings. Make sure you eat 3 times a day. Make sure to drink a lot of water. It's been hot these last few days. Yesterday was in the 90s. I know in some places it was in the 100s. I'm fucking tired.
Yesterday was a scorcher. I like went inside at one point. I went inside after working outside for a bit. Yo, I had to sit down for like an hour. I thought I was gonna faint.
Oh my god, that's dangerous.
What happened?
I thought I was gonna faint.
Yo, I had to run back inside and just like take a breather and a half.
Yo, that's fucking dangerous. Yeah, so my people, please drink your water, eat some water, snacks.
Yo, make sure you have your little healthy snacks on the side.
Increase a little bit of your self-care. You know, like I did it yesterday. I painted my own nails because I'm scared to go to the nail salon.
Hey, shorty looking beautiful. Look at her.
Oh, I did my hair myself. That was a nightmare. Oh,
she's feeling bougie.
I also did my eyebrows. I know you didn't notice, but they were like really ugly. And like,
Carla did her eyebrows.
Messed it up because this one's longer than this one. So I pulled the hair that I shouldn't have. But that's fine. It's fine. Whatever.
Right.
I'm fine.
So it's a regular. That's an easy fix.
Yo, but who are we?
Yeah, I mean, do you want to let them know?
You are currently listening to WTF Latin X. welcome, new listeners, to the podcast where Josh and I talk about the Latin culture.
Yo.
Food. We talk about food. We talk about music. We talk about history and current events. And, like, we give our perspective of millennial. Wow.
¿Qué pasó?
Millennial. The way that we grew up in different places around the world. I grew up in the Caribbean. Josh grew up here in the U.S. And even though we're Latinos, we have such different perspectives of life. It's just interesting to sit down and talk about what makes us Latinos, even though we're so different. And I'm excited for today's episode because, like we always mention, there's one thing that always excites Joshua for no fucking reason.
What do you mean? Yo, there's so much historic and symbolic power in what I love to talk about.
Today's episode is going to focus on
La Chancleta. Coño.
I'm excited. So
Nah. You not excited because you don't know about the chancleta.
Nikkei, you're not excited. You're scared like me.
You scared, bro. You don't show excitement when you see the chancleta. There is fear, okay? You best learn to fear the chancleta.
Yeah. So, Josh and I were talking last week, and we were like, yo, what should we talk about? There's so much going on in the world all the time, every day,
of our fucking lives. Yeah, there's so many heavy topics.
There's
like
so cover. Much. And I feel like our last few episodes were a little heavy, so I wanted to bring it back to like our fun content. Like spirits and legends and like
and more like, you know, goofy
like
stuff.
It's still our Latin culture, but with like what's the little like cool little things about it. And we always talk about the chancleta on our intros, but I wanted to dedicate a whole last episode so you guys can understand the symbolism and the psychology and why the chancleta has become such an like iconic cultural icon. Like, if you see a logo with a chancleta, you already know it's Latino. And yeah, why is that, right?
100%, 100%. It's fully ingrained in like, in society's mind. Like, you see a chancleta, it's like, yo, somebody got their ass beat.
But at the same time, like, I don't think it's always been like this. So I do think it's like from recent times. Like, there's always been the chancleta, but suddenly it's a cultural thing, you know?
I feel like the power of the internet is scary, because it's like, as soon as things start to hit the internet, people start to take it, they start to make memes, it starts to become funny. It's like, yo, when I first started to really notice the chancleta was when I started noticing the abuelita meme, and she's throwing the chancleta, and I started to see that meme everywhere.
You see, I didn't see memes. I saw a viral video.
Oh, you saw, there was a viral video, really?
Yeah, there was a viral video of this kid. Uh-huh. He runs out of the house, and he's running out down the street. And the mom takes out the chancleta from the entrance door. She throws it at him. Mind you, like, he's running away. And it hit him in the head and he fell.
You know what? I did see that video. And I feel like I definitely did see a bunch of other videos spawn off of that. Where like, different mothers were throwing the chancletas, like,
and they cars. Never fail. It's one of the scariest things I've seen in my freaking life.
Yo, there's moments where the chancleta just magically appears. You don't even know where it comes from.
It's like you weren't even wearing shoes, but
you weren't even wearing sandals. You got boots on.
Where did this chancleta come from? They just have one in the pocket at all times.
This makes no sense.
Absolutely. I've also seen a couple TikToks.
Uh-huh.
Just making fun of like punishment tools. And it's like a parent began. Present day, you just had a child. Then it's the parents saying it's time, and they give the belt, the chancleta, and the coat hanger to the child. Dike, you are a parent now. We are passing the mantle onto you.
You know what got me dying? The most underrated like parenting tool, right, that they use like when they hit you is the wooden spoon.
Can't relate,
bro. The wooden spoon. Deadly. Trust.
It sounds deadly. It sounds painful.
Bro, it's painful as shit, bro. It's that shit up there with the chancleta. The thing is, you can't throw the wooden spoon how you can throw the chancleta. So, it's limited, all
that's
right?
That's true. The chancleta has no fucking limits. They will throw it out the window and it some way, somehow will reach you. It's like a boomerang.
The thing with the chancleta is that it's so aerodynamic. It's lightweight, but it's easy to throw. And then you already know, like, any Latina mom in the world, every Latina mom in the world has amazing aim. Like, it doesn't matter where she throws it from, she's hitting you. you're laughing, but yo, you could be
laughing, but like, it's like to hide the pain.
No, really though, it's just a mask. It's like, yo,
it really is. So I took a couple notes, and today's episode is gonna be. Again, I feel like I say this every episode, but it's going to be a little different because last one was a little unorganized. So this week, I'm going to come in with a little bit of the history, and then Josh is going to come in with a little bit of some experiences. I was really curious, and I was like, yo, we always talk about the chancleta. Like, it's a thing that you just know. Like, if Latinos are listening, they know what's up. And even other people from different countries, like, I've talked to, I used to have a lot of classmates that were, like, Asian or Indian, and we all would just be like, your mom got the chancleta, too? They're like, it's not a chancleta, but you best believe we got the ass whooping, and we would just kind of, like, joke about it.
That's funny as shit.
Yeah, so it's like, that chancleta is like that Latino thing, but it does overlap with other cultures, especially because we're all so diverse. Like, you can have a Latino mother and, like,
I feel like the language of ass whooping is universal.
Has no barriers.
It has no barriers. It's universal. It's like there's no discrimination.
There really isn't.
Behind the way you get your ass beat with a chancleta.
But it really had me thinking, though. We always talk about the chancleta, but when did this become a thing, right? When did we suddenly were like, this is a thing that we can all relate to. This is a cultural icon. And it's supposed to be something negative in a sense, right? It's supposed to be like disciplined and like punishment. So why are we finding it so funny? And why are we making memes about it and stuff like that? So I felt really curious and I did a little bit of research.
Okay, and, research.
Yeah, I did a little bit of research. Most of my research was like psychological, and I wanted to give credit to the place where I got it from. It's the It's NPR.org. I don't understand.
Carla has the super scholarly articles where people have actually sat down and done real research about chancletas.
I had to. And it was actually really hard. There wasn't really a lot of information. There's a lot of memes, but you don't really have a lot of people taking the time to like study what does that mean. So NPR.org is where I got some of my information, and LaPrensaTexas.com is where I got the rest of my information. One's from 2014 and the other one's from 2018.
Okay, so they're actually fairly recent. That's not too old.
Yeah, but that's like all that I could find besides that's like
everything
memes.
You found.
Yeah, and it's actually really interesting because I don't know if you remember our episode de reggaeton.
Yeah.
I found a whole college course on reggaeton. So I just sat there and watched a YouTube video and I was like, oh, I'm taking like a class from a professor for music. I took a whole class on reggaeton, but I cannot find anything about the chancla that isn't a meme. So I'm going to tell you what I found, and then I have a theory. Yeah, I had to build my own theory as to why it exists.
Okay, I'm actually really interested to hear what you have to say. I'm super curious because it's like, yo. Yo, I'm speechless. I'm just dying to hear, though. Let me know.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So the chancleta.
The chancla.
AKA the chancla, or the flip-flop in English. It doesn't have the same effect. It's not as scary as in Spanish.
When you say, yeah, my mother hit me with a flip-flop, it sounds so wimpy and so dorky. But when you tell your friend, yo, my mom came through with the chancleta, it just has that like, so, yo, what's a chancleta? Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, that's that. That's that fire.
That's that fire.
That fire.
I'm also eating.
Always, podcast traditions never die, you feel me?
Gotta build some productive.
Literally, before we started the podcast, Carla's like, damn, you know what? I gotta make some food.
I gotta stay on brand. Like, if we get brand deals, I want them to be about food. Like, Blue Apron, what's up? And what's the other one?
You said Blue Apron. DoorDash, holla at us.
DoorDash, yo, what's up?
DoorDash, Postmates, you already know, send us all the free food.
Please do, please do. So what the chancleta is, AKA the flip-flop, it is a tool for discipline.
Wait. I don't want to interrupt you again. Okay. You can't call it the flip-flop. You got to call it a sandal. Flip flop is wimpy. Flip flop. You're able to flip flop.
The sandal. The chancla, AKA the sandal, it is utilized not only as a shoe, but as a discipline device. Discipline object or device. So, as we mentioned before, a lot of. I don't want to say a lot of, but, like, a lot of, like, Latinos live in, like, Central America. Uh-huh. So, like, the Caribbeans in the area, Mexico, Central, and even, like, the north of South America. So, like, Venezuela, Colombia, and all those countries. We feel more heat than the rest of the world. So, we tend to use more sandals. It's just, like, I grew up on the beach. So, like, what else are you going to use that won't get ruined?
No, exactly. Like, it's only, yo, you can't walk around in, like, 100-plus degree weather wearing socks.
You can't wear sneakers. I don't remember. I never used, I had, like, two pairs of sneakers, but one of them was Converse, so it didn't count. And
you said it doesn't count.
I was like, it doesn't count. It was, like, for the looks of it. For me to be, like, a Hot Topic aesthetic girl. And I always on sandals because the heat is too much. You feel like your feet are cooking.
Yes, yes. Even here in the States, when it hits summertime, I can't wear sneakers in my house.
It's gross. Like, I just feel gross. So I'm like, you wear the sandals. It's comfortable. Feels good. You're at the beach. It's the worst
when your feet start to sweat and then you take off.
Like, people came for the chancla and they're like, sweaty socks. What am I listening to? Welcome to What the Fuck Latinx. That's why we put the what the fuck right in front of it. So, it's easy accessible. Most people have it. It's hot. Cool. So, what is the chancleta really used for? Because it is a disciplined object, most of the time it is accessible. It's not a, like, aggressive tool discipline, aka, like, it doesn't leave a mark like our parents used to have. So my mom always tells me, it leaves a mark, but my mom always tells me these punishments that she took as a child where she was like, yo, like, sometimes there was people in my neighborhood who would, like, their parents would make them, like, knee on rice as a punishment.
Ooh, that's torture. Yo, that's like telling a child to kneel on
Lego. For, like, knee on rice for a designated, like, amount of time. Or, like, the belt, which leaves, like, marks everywhere. I feel like the chancleta leaves a mark, but it's not as aggressive and, like, as abusive.
Of course. Like, it's not as bad as a belt or like a clothes hanger.
Or like, it hurts, but it gets the point across without fucking scarring you.
I don't know about you, but I know kids, right, growing up from the island, their parents used to have them grab on branches. Even in African American communities, they call them switches. And they make you go grab it.
Yo, grab your punishment. I grab a leaf. I'm like, here you go.
God forbid you grab the small one. Your ass better grab the biggest one there, because if you grab the small one, she going to pull up. She going to grab one her goddamn self.
It's bad. God. Yeah. So compared to other punishments that our parents went through, I think they tried to, like, level it down for us. But they still wanted to provide the discipline. You know what I'm saying?
They're like, yo.
They wanted that shock factor.
You're not going to get your ass beat like I got my ass beat, because I almost died a couple times. But you still going to get your ass beat. But
exactly.
On the
level. Exactly. It's mostly used for, like, homework or academics to instill respect, to instill morals, and instill fairness, as well as, like, eating and other stuff. So basically, when you're acting like a little, you're going to get the chancleta, because our culture is heavily based on, like, respecting your elders and respecting your parents in general. I know that I usually, like, never got a chancleta. Like, my mom would lift the chancleta and make like she was going to hit me. But then she'd be like, you got the point? And I was like, yeah, I'm not doing it again. And she's like, cool. And then she'd just walk away.
That's it right there. I feel like that item has such a strong psychological effect on us that just your parent even lifting it, like, slightly.
Yeah, I was like, no.
It's like, yo, you don't even gotta do all that. Like, whatever you was doing wrong, you're not doing wrong. You're like, yo, yeah, I'm good. I'm sorry.
Yo, but it really makes me think because I personally, like, as a child, I was a good kid. Like, I never cried in public or, like, did tantrums. Like, we don't do that here. You don't fucking do a tantrum.
You weren't throwing tantrums because you couldn't get a toy or something?
Oh, my God, no. Like, no, you don't do that. So, even though it was kind of traumatic, like, it does instill in you this, like, when I say morals and values is, like, the value of respecting and listening your elder. Because you knew that if you acted wrong, there would be a consequence. And I think that's really important. And like, comparing with, like, other kids, like, yo, oh, my God. Do I got a story for you. The other day, awesome. I went to the post office to, like, send some stuff to my tia, to my tia, para mi tia in PR. And I was like, yo, like, filling the box and putting the address and all that shit. And we're still doing social distancing, so there's, like, markings all over the floor. I'm on, like, the opposite side of the window by myself, filling the box alone. Mm-hmm. No quiero que me jodan. And this, there's a door behind me, which is, like, where you, if you have a business, like, you pass in the boxes through there. Uh-huh. So this lady comes in, with her daughter, and she leaves her on the ground, and this little kid starts running around the counter where I'm at, like, basically, like, around me in circles while the mom's talking to the employee. And I was like, yo, I don't know who this child is, but la gana that I have. Because I just, like, I think it's disrespectful to have a child running around like that. Not only disrespectful, but, like, what if that child gets hurt? What if that child gets kidnapped? That's on you.
That's a fact. No, that's true. There's a lot of parents that, like, they don't really think about it that. They don't really see it that way. Like, yeah. To them, it's like, oh, no, that's my kid being a kid. Well, your kid being a kid is possibly going to lead to them, like, you know, hurting themselves or hurting somebody else.
And I think there's limits to, like, I was a kid playing, and like, there's a couple of things that I would say to my mom that where she'd be like, you better take
you know, that back. Early on, I my mom had, like, this.
Wait.
You cannot act up here.
Wait. Your mom what?
That was, like, government, like, city hall.
Your mom
post
what?
Office, doctor's office. Josh. Say, yo, those places were, like, off-rip, off-limits. Like,
Josh. Your mom what?
Hold up.
I lost you I lost you.
Hold up. We're getting you back right now because I had technical difficulties too. All right. You hear me? Okay.
Your mom what?
So we had designated areas where it's like, look, boy, these places you do not act up at all. Mm-hmm. Like you don't go, we don't go to City Hall and you act up. We do not go to the hospital and you act up. We do not go to the doctor's office and you act up. You don't go to the post office. Like, there were certain places where it's like, I can act up and it's whatever. Like, I'm not going to get, you know? But there was certain places where it's like, you not embarrassing me in public. Yo. At a place of, like, you know.
And I think that's, like, really important as a parent. Like, like when I am a parent, like, I'm definitely going to scare my child with a chancleta. I may not hit them, but they need to know that there's consequences to what they do in public. Because when they're adults, they're going to be sloppy.
Exactly.
And when you're an adult, you're not going to be respected because you're acting like a crazy-ass maniac. Just because you cry for it doesn't mean that life doesn't work like that.
It's crazy because this convo is about the chancleta, but it's deeper than that because it's like your children will... They'll grow up with those habits. Like, those children...
They do, yeah.
Those children will grow up to be the Karens of the world. Yo, you're laughing, but it's true, though. So they go from throwing temper tantrums as kids for toys to throwing temper tantrums at stores for a discount. Well, I'm going to speak to your district manager. Well, you know what? Well, this is unacceptable. I want my 10% off now.
Well, you can't get everything you want, Karen.
And then Karen's like, well, I'm going to call district. And it's like, great, they Karen. Call them. I get it. You know how to use Google. I don't care. You're not getting your 10% discount. But yeah, so those little badass kids grow up to be the Karens and, like, the fucking the Johns of the world. Just like that throw temper tantrums till they're like 50 over everything.
It's freaking crazy. And so, like...
And if they would have got a good little ass open with a chancleta...
Then they would, that wouldn't be happening. And I also think it has a lot to do with how you respect others or treat others. Like, yeah, I respected my mom. But also, overall, like, it took me to, like... Like, oh, I don't intervene in adult conversations because that, as my, as a kid, like, I play. Like, it just helps you, like... I feel psychologically, like, really understand what your job is or, like, what you're going through. Like, I'm a kid. My job is to play. My job isn't to, like, worry about what my parents are doing. When you turn 10, that's when they start making you read all that shit in English. But until then, you know? Okay. So then... There are other items that I utilize for the same purpose. Come on, Papa.
Technical difficulties.
Can you hear me?
I did not hear, like, the last, like, 2 minutes, I did not hear anything you said.
I would say that la chancleta is the most popular one. Do you agree with me?
Out of what? I didn't even hear the list that you gave me.
What?
All I heard, la chancleta is the most popular one. And I'm like, yeah, it is.
Shoes, belts, coat hangers, spatulas, and branches.
That's a fact. I told you already, yo, the chancleta is versatile. It's like the chancleta can get it done on all aspects.
But you know what I was thinking too is the chancleta is like the Latino version of like spanking for like United States people.
You know what? Yeah, because I know a lot of kids that get spanked, but they get spanked with a chancleta.
No. Like, I mean, like, Caucasian people.
In general? Yeah.
And so, I did find in an article that Americans believe that 4 out of 5 Americans believe that it is okay to spank or, like, discipline their children. So, it's, like, well-received, like, as a form of discipline, like, is not seen as wrong.
You know what it is, though? I feel like as soon as you hit a child, right, when they're doing something wrong, mm-hmm. it, like, sends a signal in their brain. It's almost like when you touch fire as a kid.
That makes me think of, like, dog training.
yo, but low-key, that's what it is, though. It's like your kid acts up, you smack him on the hand. Next time he acts up and tries to grab something at the store, his brain's already going to have that, like, psychological scar where it's like, yo, I can't touch this shit with mom here because mom going to smack the shit out of my hand, and I hate when she does that shit, and it hurts.
Yes, she
and is. I'm not trying to be walking around the store like, ah.
Sit down. Be humble.
Hold up.
Sit down.
Hold up.
Be humble.
Hold up. I'm trying to. Hold up. I can still record like this.
Okay. So, why do we find it so funny now? Why do we make so many memes out of it? Why is it a culture thing if it's a form of discipline? Well, laughter is a coping mechanism for conflicting emotions. So this is where we enter the psychology of it and why we all relate to this and why we were like, oh, you had an ass whooping too? High five. Basically, we tend to remember these things with fondness because it inculcated or like it made us or like focused our values. So as adults, we can appreciate that, you know what? Yeah, I had an ass whooping, but because of the ass whooping, I'm not a horrible human being.
That's a fact.
And because like I'm respectful. I do my things right. I do my homework on time, yada, yada.
Like it's funny, but yeah, I have friends that'll admit like, yo, bro, I was a badass kid growing up. And if my mom wouldn't have whipped my ass a couple times, shit, I would have been a worse kid.
Imagine if everyone that went to Casa Cerrado would have had an ass whooping.
No. See, those are the kids where the ass whoopings just didn't, they weren't hard enough. It didn't get through.
Ugh. But, so when it comes to our emotions, we feel conflicted with the love and loyalty and respect that we feel for our parents and the fear and the shame that we have for being punished. So as a form of like coping, we make fun of it so we can manage it.
You can mask it. No, we're not mask it, but yeah, manage it.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
It's like you love your parents and you don't want to see them in a bad light.
Nah.
You feel fear for the chancleta. So psychologically, you don't fear your parent. You fear the chancleta.
Exactly. It's like the chancleta is what's causing the pain.
Yeah, not the adult that's doing it. The fucking psychology behind this one.
The psychology behind it is crazy. I ain't gonna lie.
So the reason why it has become a tradition.
The
chancleta. Oh wait. I'm not there yet. So the interesting thing about discipline and what there's a lot of theories now and articles about how the chancleta era has ended, or it should end, and we shouldn't like spank our kids or like discipline them with like physical whatever anymore, like hit them or whatever. It's because for any discipline action to actually be effective, it needs the person that's being hit needs to consider it fair, needs to be age appropriate, and it needs to teach them how to act. So if you have siblings and you feel like your parents are hitting you unfairly or more than them, then you're going to act up and you're not going to be disciplined. Or if you're being hit but you don't know why, then it's not going to work.
Nah, yeah, that's it right there. I feel like not knowing the why, if you're just getting beat on to be beat on, that's really going to like... I feel like that's really gonna mess you up in the long term a lot.
Yeah, or like again, like I can see people who have siblings being like, or like even me, like I see a lot of TikToks about people who are like, oh, because I'm a girl, I have to be in the house, but because he's a guy, he can go out and do whatever he wants. Yeah, so like, then like you can hit them with all the chancletas you want, it's not gonna work.
Nah, exactly. It's like beating a dead horse. It's like nothing's gonna happen. Nothing's gonna change.
Yeah. Okay, so now we get to like the reason why it has become a tradition. It's because this is how they were taught through their parents.
Oh no, yeah, the ass whooping, like that whole mentality is like,
yeah, this is like, this is how their parents taught them. So this is like how they learned as they were growing. So they repeat the cycle, and that's kind of like why it's become a tradition. Is like, obviously as generations become more educated, they try to like with the chancleta to like be less aggressive and like less traumatic.
I understand that, because I feel like you can get through to a kid verbally, just like having good conversation with them and having like, you know, mentally stimulating conversation about why they're doing what they're doing, how they feel, etc. And you can get through to them that way.
Yeah, and I think not all of our parents knew that, because,
well, you know what, I feel like a lot of our parents never really developed a good way to communicate their feelings and emotions.
But because of what this says, that the discipline doesn't work unless you actually, it is fair, it is age appropriate. So if your parents are giving you an ass whooping and you're 5, you just hold your emotions back and like you find different coping mechanisms, but like it's not working.
I feel like an ass whooping at 5 isn't going to get through to you.
No.
At 5, you don't even fully understand if what you're doing is wrong. You're just being a kid.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like when you get an ass whooping at like 11 and up, I feel like you're cognizant of what you're doing.
Especially in your teens. I think the only time my mom ever hit me was in the car, and I was in the passenger seat. And I don't even fucking remember what our conversation was. But we were late to go somewhere, blah, blah, blah. And then she said something, yo, and I screamed back at her.
No fucking way.
He was like, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, well, blah, blah, blah. And literally, I felt my soul leave my body as the words came out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Because she was literally driving, and then she turned, like, her neck cracked to look at me.
Ooh, so he hit you with the exorcist snap.
And then the right hand literally came automatic, and she smacked me on the passenger seat. And then she just stared at me. And I went quiet the rest of... Yo, I never raised my voice again, ever to my mother. I'm about to be 23. Still to this day, I don't raise my voice to my mother.
No.
Never.
Carla, yo, you bugging. Carla, bugging. Damn, so you got me thinking. I only have one memorable ass whooping ever.
Yo, and she didn't even give me an ass whooping because we were in the car. But that, just like that one smack that, like... Never in my fucking life did I raise my voice.
That's the smack that knocked. She knocked some sense into you, literally.
You really did.
You can stop playing with me. Ass whooping. My first real ass whooping was probably when I was like 11.
Mm-hmm.
Around that time, I was starting to get real ballsy with what I was saying to my mother. I was really like testing
that's
the boundaries.
That's the age when you really want to see like how far can I get away with it.
Yo, I'm fucking, como te digo, I'm 11, I'm starting to like learn certain words, I'm starting to like express myself in certain ways, and me being like a kid from the hood, that doesn't excuse it, but I
started... Wait,
the internet connection is trash right now.
I love how I lose your signal, but when you say the internet connection sucks, I hear you perfectly.
All right, bet. All right. So whatever, around the age of 11, right? That's when I start like expressing myself with words more.
Mm-hmm.
And I start to use like more swear words, right? And I made the mistake one night. I'll never forget this shit. It was late at night and my mom had said some shit. She said no. And I said, coño. Bro, in my head, the word coño is like, it was like, damn. It wasn't a bad word. But it was a word that expressed like discontent with something, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I said coño to this lady, bro, mind you, she was probably like halfway down the hallway, bro. She's like, ¿qué? I'm like, you heard me. Yo.
No.
Yo.
You dare to challenge her?
So this is the best part. So I'm in my room chilling on the bed, mad, whatever, talking shit. And she's halfway down the hallway. This lady takes her time. She doesn't, like, immediately sprint back to the room. So there's, like, this little, like, minute to two-minute gap where she's in the room grabbing her best belt. She grabbed the belt, the biggest belt she could find with the most studs she can find. And I'm in my room chilling, talking to myself, talking under my breath. All I see is her bust through the door. Boom! Boom! ¿Qué fue lo que tú dijiste? I'm like, what? Huh?
Joshua didn't know how to act. They get, oh, you want to say, I'm going to give you a reason. When parents say that.
Yo, fam.
You crying, I'm going to give you a reason to cry.
Fam, this lady, she lunges forward, right? She whips the fucking belt at me. Boom, straight to the face. Bah! I jump over the bed, right? I hop over the side of the bed. I slide under into the corner. She's there on top of me. Bah, 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 bah. She's whooping my ass. I'm over here trying to wrap myself in the sheets. I'm like, I look like a burrito at this point because I'm like, all right, she can't beat my ass through these thick-ass winter sheets. Bro, kept going. Boom, boom. She hit me with the, te voy a bañar ahora con agua fría.
Yo.
I get out. I start running.
You never said coño ever again in your life.
I start running. Wait. This ain't the end, bro. I start running to the bathroom because where we lived, it was actually a big house, so the hallway's kind of long.
Mm-hmm.
Bro. She couldn't reach with the belt anymore. So she threw the chancleta at me. Pow! Right to the back of the head, bro. Hink! Yo, I
run. Aim is always perfect. Don't know how they do it.
I run into the shower. I take my fucking cold shower. I go to sleep crying that night. And you know I was crying like, I had, you know when you get the stutter?
Ugly cry. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I was ugly crying. I ugly cried myself to sleep that night. The next morning, I was scared for my life. I'm like, yo, I ain't never gonna swear back to my mom again. And I'm not gonna challenge her no more because she a real one. And
yo,
I think after that, there was one more time where I did get ballsy, but I was probably like 13. And I was a lot bigger and a lot stronger. So she tried to whoop me. I ain't gonna lie. A demon came out because I grabbed the belt. Bah! I'm like, nah, we ain't doing that no more.
Oh!
She hit me a couple times. I took the licks like a man. I'm like, I'm too strong for you. We just gonna have a civil conversation now.
Oh. So it's funny because I feel like not only does your mother discipline you, but you also taught her something there.
You have to. I noticed quickly that my mother, like, where she grew up, she probably didn't have, like, that communication aspect to it.
No, mine either.
Even now, as a 26-year-old man, I catch my mother, like, always trying to take control of a conversation where she has, there's no basis to her argument, but besides the fact that she's an adult.
I said it, therefore I'm right. Yeah, it's hard.
And I've been having to teach her, like, my whole entire life. Like, hey, like, you have to learn how to actually communicate your feelings and use logic behind it.
You can see, I feel like you can really see the shift of, like, what our priorities lie from discipline and, like, you better listen to me and you better obey to, nah, you need to understand why this is happening, so let's communicate instead of, like, using force all the time.
Exactly.
So that's pretty cool. But, yeah, my segment is done.
I gave y'all a little egg. Yo, this is where we key in the sound effects.
I'm like, I fucked up. I didn't say my theory.
Oh, where's your theory?
So that's all based on, like, the psychology and, like, the culture and stuff. My theory is that this is all based on, like, the boundaries of, like, religious beliefs that our culture is inculcated in. Most of, like, Latin America, I don't want to say all, because I don't know everything, and, like, things have changed since, like,
the beginning of time.
But most have some sort of Roman Catholic background.
Yep, for
which,
the most part.
The Bible talks a lot about respecting your elders and obeying your parents, and if you behave a certain way, then you're going to hell. Like, if you speak badly, you're going to hell. So on the basis of fear of our parents definitely, not even our fit parents, like, even, like, our grandparents, on the basis of fear that we were all just going to go to hell together and shit, disciplined us so we wouldn't go to hell. And that's my theory.
Basically, that's what it is. That concept of, like, yo, if you misbehave and if you treat me wrong and you disrespect me wrong, you're going to go and burn in hell for...
Yeah, and because I love you, I don't want you to go to hell. Therefore, you're gonna fucking get this belt. What's good?
Exactly.
But it's really conflicting because it's like, oh, because I love you, I'm gonna give you this belt. Like, that doesn't filter in. And now that we're more educated, we get to have these conversations.
Yeah. And it's crazy, like, to think that somebody that loves you can cause you so much pain.
Joshua, the trauma that Joshua has is real.
Bro, I'm just saying, it's real shit though, man. It's like the people that love you the most will inflict the most pain on you physically or whatever.
But they want us to be better people, so it's just.
But yeah, there's like that under. It's like a.
It's like fear. They erase us based on fear, which, like.
A lot of it's irrational fear.
Yeah,
but it is what it is.
Yeah. Okay. Now I'm really done.
Carla's segment is over, and now you got my segment where we talk about the worst ass whoopings of your life.
The worst ass whoopings. So the thing is, like, at the end of the day, ass whoopings are pretty funny.
Yo, ass whoopings ass whoopings are funny as shit, bro. Mm-hmm. And it's sad because people be getting whooped for, like, the dumbest shit.
You gonna steal your sister's hairbrush? Ven acá.
What the hell?
Here, right now.
Bro. So when I was doing research, surprisingly, there's not enough people sharing their trauma with...
on the internet?
There's not enough people on the internet actually sharing their chancleta trauma. Like there's a couple stories here and there, but yo, I thought there'd be more.
Yo, well, then let's make it a thing. Our email, it's WTFLATI LatinxAtGmail.com.
Bow.
What the fuck, Latinx at Gmail. Feel free to send us your chancleta trauma stories, and we'll like read them when we have enough to make an episode out of it. But we all bond through this, the pain of growth.
Oh, no. But honestly, though, so I have a younger cousin, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this young man got the worst ass whoopings when he was a kid. His mom, it was like a chancleta, like a sorceress. She always, bro, no. When I say this lady had aim and she had power behind her chancleta. And she didn't have a regular chancleta. Her chancleta, she always had, you know, the wedge chancleta?
Oh, thick like rubber or like a regular wedge. Because if it's rubber, it just hurts more.
Hold on. All right, the connection was acting up.
Oh, I said thick rubber or like not regular?
It was like the thick foam one, the thick foam chocolate.
Yep, I know which one it is.
And I feel like every ass whooping. Hold up. Yo, this internet connection is trash.
I know.
Oh my God. Yo, you froze right. Like, you just finished freezing.
Come on, Papa. When Joshua laughs, but like you, when you kind of see Joshua frozen image. Uh huh.
Okay. Hold on. What was I saying? I forget what I was saying.
I don't know.
I was talking about fucking my cousins. All my cousins got crazy ass fucking ass whoopings. I'm trying to think of fucking ass whoopings that they got when they were younger. All right, fuck it. We can edit that out. I'm gonna read a few of these ass whoopings that I found online.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Yeah. All
right.
Oh, and please do send us DMs on Instagram or Twitter. At WTF LATINX, what the fuck, LATINX, Twitter, Instagram, email. Okay, bye. Go.
All right. So these are from, who are these people? Hold up. These are from, I think these are like radio fucking, radio personalities from California.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both Latino. And it's like they're having, it's like a quick little brief conversation that they had, right? And they're just going back and forth. Just like different ass whoopings that they got. And so Bianca says, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I was about 12 and I was supposed to go go home right after my after school program.
Mm-hmm. I had one of those too in here.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So all right, and then she says, but instead of going home after school, she ended up going to her prima's house. Now, she says this is back in the day, back when we didn't have any cell phones, and you didn't really think much of it. Like, if you go to your cousin's house, because that's your cousin.
Yeah, you don't have a way to tell anyone else, too.
Especially back in the day, it's like, yo, the only way you're talking to your parent is if they're at home with the house phone next to them. So it's like,
what a throwback. I used to have a Nokia phone and I still didn't look at it because my minutes were going to run out.
So he said, my minutes would run out. It's just crazy. Yo, I used to have a Boost Mobile and I never had minutes because I would waste I'd waste the credits on like ringtones.
Oh, fucking dead. People used to send me ringtones. But yeah, tell me a story.
Right, no. So so this shorty says, a couple of hours later, right, my mom finds me after calling the police and basically asking everyone on our block.
No.
Right? So after a while, I guess they found where she was. And then she says, when I opened the door at my prima's house, my mother came in and dragged me by my hair out of the crib into the car, right? And then she says, when she got home, she whooped me with a chancla.
Oh yeah.
She whipped me with a chancla, a belt, whipped out a broom. She broke the broom.
Oh, yeah, I forgot the broom.
Bro, she whipped the broom. She whipped her ass so hard that her grandmother was apologizing for the ass whooping that she got.
I just picture the grandma like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yo, and then I guess she says, this shit got me hot. Oh, shit. The grandmother felt so bad that she told the mom to apologize to her daughter for whooping her ass that bad.
Damn. You know it was serious if grandma got involved.
Bro, you know it's bad when you get hit with a chancleta, you get hit with a belt,
and you get
with a broom. Yo. This story actually got me thinking of one time where I went to my friend's house without telling
him. I feel like Jaffa has all the ass whooping stories.
because I can relate to this one. So I went to my boy Huang's house, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my mom knows all of my friends, like growing up, because it was a small community. So everybody knew everybody. And I went to Huang's house without telling my mom. Because in my head, I'm like, yo, it's Juancito's house down the block. It's like 3 blocks down from my house. Like, I'm not going anywhere far. Like, it's right there. It's within close proximity, blah, blah, blah. This is probably sixth grade.
So you're like 12, 13. Okay.
I'm like 12, 13. Like, I'm old enough to like, yeah.
You're old enough where you think you can be making decisions.
But you really not. It's like.
No, and you're about to regret it too. So
I'm definitely about to regret it. Because I go over to Huang's house. We sit down. Huang had the PlayStation 2 at the time. I had never played PlayStation. So we just there chilling, playing games. And out of nowhere, Huang's mom comes into the room and she's like, yo, Joshua, how you doing today? Blah, blah, blah. We have a convo. She's like, yo, your mom knows that you're here, right? And I lied. I'm like, yeah. She knows I'm here. Bro, whatever. Whatever. A couple more hours passed by. Ya van como eso de las siete. It's like, it's late at this point. And me and Huang are just there playing. And out of nowhere, Huang's mom gets a call. Bro, it's my mom steaming, fuming. Yo.
Yo. Oh my God.
All I hear is, Este muchacho, tú sabes cómo yo son. Huang's mom passes me the phone. All I hear is, mira, termina ya, recoge. Yo quiero que tú llegues a la casa.
Oh my God, I'm scared for you.
bro, I get into the house. Bro, not even 2 seconds, bro. Smack to the face. Boom. Smack to, yo.
Boxing match who?
I probably got like 2 smacks to the face. And then I got the worst. Yo, my mom made me feel so bad. She's like, yo, I've been looking for you for hours. Da 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 da. Yo, you can't be going to people's houses without telling me. You know, this kid's getting kidnapped out here. People are stealing kids from their homes. I thought you were probably dead. I was getting ready to call the police. This, that, and the third. Yo, she gave me the spiel.
And you were just there like, but I want to play some PlayStation, though.
You thought we were on the PlayStation? Like, I said, well, mira, a mí no me está haciendo esa vaina, coño. Que tú no puedes andar así. Tú no estás grande. I'm like, but ma, it's just Huang's crib. I'm like, yo.
I'm not gonna lie. I did the same a couple of times. I just didn't get caught.
Bro, you know what the worst part was? I think on the walk back to Huang's, to my house from Huang's, I end up like seeing a couple of my other boys, and my mother had already called their houses to see if I was there too. Niggas are like, yo, niggas is dead yelling out the window. Yo, she called all the homies, bro. I had niggas yelling out the window like, yo, Josh, your mom looking for you, bro.
Yeah.
Yo.
Josh, you're about to die.
Bro, it said walk back home was the worst fucking walk, bro. I was sick. I was like, you already know, man. So
that is so funny.
That's a Joshua fucking ass-whooping story.
I'm freaking dead.
All right, and then there's a couple more here, so.
Yeah, just do one more.
So.
All right, All right,
but say no more. So this girl named Perla. So her biggest ass opened when she was about 14 or 15, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she said she had always talked back to her mother regardless of the situation.
Yikes. Cannot
already
rain.
That's red flag.
Red flag number one.
All right, you heard?
Yeah.
Yo, that's red flag number one. What do you mean you've always talked back to your mother regardless of the situation?
Never.
Bro.
Mm-mm.
Bro. That she says,
my mom
right,
used to be one of those moms that had, like, wore the big intimidating sunglasses, like the body mom sunglasses.
Oh, she had the big body mom sunglasses.
Yeah. So she got a meme mug with the sunglasses. So I can't see her eyes, but I know she's looking bad at me. So it's like, no. Nah.
You know you get in the depths there, too.
Yep.
It's the worst, bro. All right, so, yo, and mind you, right, to our listeners out there, I don't think it matters what race you are. You never talk back to your mom, bro.
Ever.
That's rule number one. Especially when you're young, you better off staying quiet.
You really are. But you know what? Sometimes you have to learn. If you don't respect your mom, then you don't respect your teachers and your, like, principals and, like, all that shit. So it does start at the house some way, somehow.
No, of course. You're not going to respect any sort of, like, authoritative figures.
Yeah.
But, all right, but let me keep going with the story. So it says, one day, I mumbled something.
And oh, that's familiar. Sounds
you know
like
how moms get when you... Yeah. You know how moms get when you... Yeah.
Say it louder.
So it says, and being a proud Mexican...
Oh, you forgot now, huh?
You give him PTSD. All right,
Josh
is here
laughing by himself, guys.
Nah, because the internet connections keeps acting up. So it's so being the proud Mexican mother that she was, she came back and asked me what I said. So he said, I stay quiet. And she said, and again, right, because mom says, y no te voy a preguntar otra vez. And she had the chancleta in her hand, just me mugging her. Yo, the girl says, I didn't say anything. I was sitting on top of the bed. First, she smacked the shit out of me with her palm. And then she threw in a fist. And then she smacked the shit out of me with the chancleta. Lastly, she pulled my hair, dropped my ass from the bed, kept whooping my ass with the chancleta, pulled me from my hair, dragged me from my room to the kitchen. Yo, this is a fucking ass whooping. Smacked my head against the fridge. My brother walked in and stopped her right when she was about to smack me with the chancleta again. It feels like it was yesterday. But did I learn? Nope. the whoopings continued days later.
Damn.
So, needless to say, yo, the mass whoopings don't be working sometimes because you got people like Perla that just don't be learning.
That just means that she's the one that needs it the most.
Oh, she definitely, like, she probably deserved the mass whoopings. She was looking for them shits, too.
She probably deserves the ass whoopings. I can't with you.
Bro, I'm just saying, bro. I got a couple more stories, too.
But, yeah. I just wanted to do a quick shout out. We recently had new listeners from Spain and Brazil. So, hi.
Hey,
what's up?
Brazil.
Muchos saludos para allá. A lot of kisses and love.
Yes.
We appreciate every single one of our listeners. So, thank you for, like, staying here, even though we're working through some things, okay? Okay.
We're working through this pandemic. Usually this podcast sounds a lot better without all these, like, little Zoom glitches and et cetera, et cetera.
But we're still here. You still here. We're here to have a good time.
Carlos here. We're going to have a good time. Y'all going to vibe.
And you're definitely learning something new here. Because I'm learning something new every day.
Well, you know, I just learned, like, just even doing this episode, I have way too many ass-whooping stories.
Josh is like all the trauma.
The thing is, I can still think of more like moments where motherfuckers got hit with chancletas, like for no reason, bro.
I'm like, nah. My mom was like a glare person. She's a glare mom. So her glare was the chancleta. Like, she just opened her eyes really, really big. And I was like, I'm gonna die.
Nah, bro. Nah. Bro,
I was like, yo, I'm gonna die.
there have been times when I've walked into my aunt's house and I'm over here chilling. In my head, I'm like, yo, I'm going to go chill with my cousin, blah, blah, blah. We about to have a fun time. We about to play basketball. Bro, I'd be walking into a whole, like, a whole murder scene. One of my cousins will be perched up against the couch crying. The other one is in the bathroom taking a cold shower. And auntie's just running. She running laps. She whooping two asses at the same time simultaneously.
She's like, pop, 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 pop. That's why they have two chancletas and not one.
Bro, exactly. I walked into chancletas getting thrown at people from far as shit. De-twah! Boom, the kid running out the crib. Ah!
Yo. Two for freaking one.
Bro, there's too many stories, man. Too many things to reminisce on. And yeah. Like Carla said, everybody out there, definitely email us your chancleta ass whoopings or just ass whoopings in general. Hit us up on the What the Fuck Latinx.
Thank you for listening to What the Fuck Latinx. As mentioned, if you have any feedback, any chancleta stories, literally email us or DM us on Instagram and Twitter, and we will
expose your trauma for you.
Next episode, because we have the next one planned out. We love you guys. Stay safe. Do a little self-care. We're sending you good vibes. Remember that your brain...
Everybody that's listening to this, I want you to sit down after this episode and think about at least 5 things that you're grateful for.
Yo, amen to that. We're on the good vibe shit.
Good vibe.
Yes. And we will see you on the next one. Bye.
Deuces.